continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 29th of 21. Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 29th of September 71. Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 29th of September 71. Channel 1 over. Continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy.
Just somebody that knew. I don't think it'd be difficult. They'll find a way.
Well, now the white folks were there? Did you live close to
them? No. They weren't there. Wasn't no white folks there.
You didn't invite them?
No. Because you see, our house, what we were living in, it wasn't a big house. It was a small house.
Yeah.
Couldn't too many folks get in.
How was your house put together?
Yes.
How many rooms did you have? No.
Had two bedrooms and a kitchen. I can remember that.
Kitchen was the biggest.
Yes. You know they had big kitchens then, back then. They'd make your kitchen as big as your bathroom.
Yeah. Well, did you, was there a hall down it?
No, there wasn't no hall. You come in the front door here, you walk right into the bedroom. Right back there, there's another bedroom back there. And like over there, that was the kitchen.
On the other side of the house was the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
The same amount of space?
Same amount of space.
As you had in both the bedrooms?
Yeah. Well, you see, these bedrooms, was, they just had a, you know, a cut-off partition.
Yeah.
One bedroom behind this wall,
yeah.
And another bedroom over here, and
yeah.
A door right there to
yeah.
go in, you know?
And then the kitchen across the whole thing.
Across the whole thing.
The kitchen then, you all kind of lived in the kitchen, didn't you?
Well, part of the time. Wasn't no bed in there, though.
No, but you sat in there and read the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Warmed your feet. Yeah, did you have your fireplace in there? Or you cooked
on
the fire?
Yeah, we had a fireplace. Well, the fireplace had to do everything.
At that time?
Cook and warm you.
Yeah. You didn't have a stove?
No. I don't know who did have a stove. I know we didn't have it.
Well,
my mother cooked on fireplace.
Was the fireplace on the outside?
It's inside.
Yeah. I mean on the outside wall?
No, it was inside the wall. The fireplace was. You had a big chimney.
Yes.
That's what we had.
Well, did you have a fireplace on both sides of the chimney?
We just had one fireplace.
None in the bedrooms?
None in the bedrooms. No heater, no nothing.
You didn't need it then.
You get ready to go to bed, you're going in, undress and dress and get on in your bed and get warm.
Well, let me see. I forget. Was the house full of y'all? Y'all didn't have a big family.
No, we didn't have such big family. And you see, the time I married, you see, that was my second husband. Ben was my second husband.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the children, my two sisters, they was married and out in their house.
Uh-huh.
And you see, that didn't leave nobody but my sister Lucy and my brother.
Uh-huh.
They're home. And me. Well, I'm getting out. Well, that cut the family on down. Because see, when I married, our house was ready. To remarry and went on home.
Boy, it was.
Yes, sir.
You had a place to go.
Yes, yes, I had a place to go.
How'd you manage that?
Say?
How did you manage that?
Well, Ben, he was working there on the farm. Well, he had a house. They gave him a house to live in there on the farm. He was all by himself. So when we married, that's where we went, to his house. He had his bed and things in there. Now, his boss man, he had a stove, but he gave them that to cook on. So when I left home and went to my home, I had a stove to cook on.
You was ahead of your mama.
By somebody helping us, you see. So they just give us the stove. And they give us a bed, a wooden bed somebody made. And I had my bed at home. So I had my bed down to my house. Put my bed up down there. So when we got married, we had a place to go.
Well, now he, Ben was used to taking care of himself then, wasn't he?
For a long time, he'd taken care of himself when I met him.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it wasn't long after I met him before we got married. I first met him in January.
Yeah.
We got married 24th December.
That took you a year.
On the 24th of December?
Yes, ma'am.
Christmas Eve?
Yes, sir.
I said it took you a year, Miss Davis. I wasn't working very fast.
I told you it wasn't long after I met him. Before we married, we both lived on the same farm,
yeah.
You see, and plenty of days we'd be working together,
yeah,
in the field.
Yeah.
Some days I wasn't.
And after you're knocked off work, he'd just come on down there and spend the evening at your house.
That's right. That's right. After he'd go fix his supper, and he fixed his lunch, he'd done his own cooking. He had his washing done, but he done his cooking. He was a good cook, too.
Well, Miss Daisy, I just can't picture Ben cooking his own food.
Well, he's cooked his and mine, too, a many a day.
Up there?
With Dan Georgie.
What do you know?
But after he come here, look like the niece has got everything he ever knew.
Well, in some ways, it's better than Georgia, wasn't it? You wouldn't have done all the cooking, would you? But Ben hadn't been married before.
He had never been married before.
He's old as you, about the same age?
No, he didn't claim to be old as me. But we laughed at him sometimes. Him and a man was out talking one day, and he said, about how old is you? He said, well, I'm somewhere between 40 and 42. And got a son up there in Kirkwood, 44.
But now when you all married, Ben didn't go to church.
No. When we married, he didn't go to church. But after we were married, he can church after we were married a while. Well, you see, I'd go to church every Sunday. And finally, he decided he could go.
Yeah.
Later on, he joined the church. And then he was faithful.
Yeah. Ben told me down there on your porch one time that you was the cause of his going to church
mm-hmm.
and getting religion.
Mm-hmm.
And he told about, I can't remember now, but it was something that happened. And it, as I remember, it happened at night mm-hmm. where something come to him. Do you remember that?
No, not right at all. Says something come to him.
Something come to him. And he got up out of bed and was walking around and he fell down.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember he falling. But he never did tell me what happened. But when I heard the noise, I went in his bedroom. And he was on the floor trying to get up.
Yeah.
So he crawled or done around somewhere or another and got to the edge of the bed and he knelt down like that. He said, "Daisy, pray for me." And I did.
Isn't that right?
And he got up. And he went on out to the, I went on back to the kitchen.
Was that in the, that's in the night?
In the night.
Was it? Daytime?
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning. It was light?
Light.
Daylight?
Yes, well, it was light. I was in the kitchen fixing the, fix breakfast.
When you heard him fall?
When I heard him fall. Well, I rushed in there to see what had happened to him.
Yeah.
And he was on the floor, stressed out like that, but he was trying to get to the bed. So he finally got to the edge of the bed and he knelt down.
Yes. Well, now what he told me was, that was the time that he saw the light.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was, you was the one that showed it to him.
Mm-hmm. It's a pity he had to go like he did. Because he'd been a real man in his days. He took care of his family. He took care of me.
Yeah. And he was a real man. I'm going to say that. Don't you know when you said, I think you told him.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said you told him what had happened one time. Now, this is one of those experiences you had with Frances Presley when it could have been when her mother-in-law got after her or something. And when he come home at night, you told him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you said he just laughed so hard, he fell down on the floor.
Yeah. That's some Francis, man.
Yeah. But he laughed.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got along all right. All our life. We never had no fights. No fussies. No arguments. If he done something I didn't like, well, then I'd tell him. But I'd talk to him like he was a man. I said, "Then you ought not to do so and so." I said, "Now you knew that wrong." He would hear me.
Well, now, back there, Miss Daisy. you all had fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had fun.
You weren't as serious then as you are now.
No. Yes, I reckon I better get home.
You got some ironing to do.
That's right. I got my board ready, ain't I?
Yes, but she's got her board ready. That's the first ironing she's done now for some time.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good day to do it because you won't get too hot.
That's right.
Well,
I won't have nobody there but me, and I can just start on and keep on through.
We got to do something with this cow before we leave, haven't we?
Well, it'd be easier to give her a shot.
I could do it this afternoon, I guess.
I think it'd be easier to do it now, while she's up.
All right.
I'll run her home.
Well, I'm going to keep the cow up, you see.
Oh.
And put the little cows out.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be late today, but it's all right.
No, it don't matter.
Okay.
But we'll...
What, you got another sick?
No, it's the same one. It's your foot's still bad.
Still bad?
Oh, yeah. It's been that way, you know.
Well, I'll just run.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll
tell
you, I'll go on down there and get her up where I can work on it.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We enjoyed the visit, Miss Daisy.
Excuse me, Mr.
This is 380, 390, Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71. The second Wednesday visit after Ben's funeral, and she's getting back her voice. Channel 1 over, around 380, 90, 400, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71. Channel 1 over, around 380 at 90 at 400. And the end of the visit, Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71.